Hey, what is up? Welcome to this Featured Friday episode of the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast. As always, I'm your host, Brian LoFermento. I am excited about today's episode because we're going to be talking about the real secret to business success. And I'm going to be getting pretty personal with you. Today, it's just you and I. We're going to be talking about not making business so complicated. I'm excited about this one. Let's dive in. I love these Featured Friday episodes because they are a complete grab bag. You never know what you're going to get. Some weeks we've got featured guests and experts that I love bringing on and interviewing, and some weeks it's just me. But actually this week I view today's episode as me and you. I'm so excited to talk to you individually here in today's episode because I'll tell you what, I always invite you listeners of the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast to reach out to me personally, one-on-one. I reply to every single email that I get. Try me. If you haven't taken me up on this just yet, try me. It is really me that reads your emails, really me that replies to your emails. Hello at imetbrian.com. Now that you met me on the podcast, hello at imetbrian.com. Reach out to me personally. And today's episode is a great example of what happens when so many of you reach out to me personally is I get to hear what's going on in your businesses. I get to hear where you're stuck. I get to hear what's going on in your lives and in your mindset. And today I really want to talk about this one question. I've been asking people this one question so often lately, and that question is, what if you didn't make it so complicated? What if you didn't make launching or growing your business so complicated? What if we stripped away all the BS, all the fluff, all the complexities of entrepreneurship, of growing a business, and we really just talk about the simple parts of it? Because ultimately, what is business? I shared this formula with people on my email list this week, which reminds me, by the way, if you are not on my email list at this point in time, you are crazy. You're literally missing out on my best content. I am, as much as you guys hear me and you tune into this podcast 3 days a week, and I love recording this podcast, I love doing public speaking, I love being behind a microphone. What you may not realize is ultimately, I love writing. That's actually my number one communication format. I absolutely adore writing. And as a result of that, people who are on my email list, thousands of people get these email broadcasts from me where I am sharing the most unfiltered, raw, tangible, tactical business advice where I'm saying, hey, here's exactly what's working in my business. Here's the obstacles that I've run into in the past. Here's how I broke through as an entrepreneur. All of those things. Man, I go so in depth to my email list. You're crazy if you're not on it. So there's a lot of ways to get on it. Just go to imetbrian.com. It's a really easy hub of most of my things that I've got going on. If you haven't gotten a paperback copy of my book just yet, it's the easiest way to get on my email list. It's completely free. You just got to pay a few dollars in shipping and handling. And again, I will personally sign that book, write a little note to you, and mail it out to you. So just go to imetbrian.com. There's lots of ways to end up on my email list. You could take the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur quiz. You can pick up a free copy of my book. You can attend one of my free trainings. You can come to office hours at joinofficehours.com. There's so many ways. But all of this is to say, holy cow, you got to be on my email list because this week I really, really wrote content having to do with the topic of today's episode, which is simplicity in building your business. Because ultimately, I shared with my email list this week that business comes down to the simplest formula, which is offering the right product or service to the right people at the right time. And I very clearly made a list of things that are BS, things that are distractions when it comes to growing your business, like business cards or building your website or launching ad campaigns up front or creating these complex marketing funnels. We talked about all those things in this week's series of emails to my email list. And what I shared with them was, business is simple. It literally is just those three things. Right offer, right people, right time. If you match all three of those things, then boom, you have entrepreneurial success. And a few weeks ago, I got a text from one of my students. Shout out to John. John, you're going to be on the Entrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast soon because I want listeners to really hear John's story of bouncing from idea to idea and kind of having some mindset and money struggles along the way to now John has locked up his first two clients. Like, that makes me so freaking happy. It's my favorite text in the world. I get so many texts in a given day, and my favorites are the ones where it's my students texting me saying, "Hey, I just got a sale. Hey, I just got a sale." I absolutely love that. It's the best message that I get from my students. So John texted me a couple weeks ago and he said, "I just had a killer breakthrough." And I said, "I'm listening." And he goes, "I just made my first sale in my travel planning business and I haven't even built my website yet. Like you always say, it's all about pitching and talking to people." And that is really why we're recording today's podcast episode. Look, this is the part where it's me and you. I want to talk to you directly, you and me, right here, right now. I was once in your shoes. I once upon a time was Googling everything you could ever imagine from an entrepreneurial perspective. I once upon a time was watching every entrepreneurial marketing, business, Facebook ad, social media marketing, YouTube video on the face of this planet. I was reading all the business books that you've read. I've read probably all of them. I was listening to all the business podcasts. I was signing up for all the different email lists. I was opting in for all the different lead magnets. I was watching all the different webinars. I was listening to all the different gurus. I was doing all of those things. And I'm going to be totally transparent with you because I think you are on the same page as me. I'm going to tell you exactly why I was doing those things. It was because I was constantly looking for the secret. I knew that there was information out there that I didn't currently have that I needed in order to unlock entrepreneurial success. And that's why today's Featured Friday episode is just you and I talking about this concept, because I want to introduce you to, you know, I'm just going to say, you need to accept. Today is the day. I want you to accept the fact, just even if you don't believe it at your really core level just yet, just play this out with me. Accept the fact that you know everything you need to know, because I genuinely believe that. You listening to me right here, right now, you already know all the things you need to know. This is not your first podcast episode. This is not your first rodeo. You have been immersing yourself in business, in marketing, in entrepreneurship. You've been doing that for months, if not years, for so many of you. And so at this point in time, rather than continuously looking for the secret, you and I together, here, right now, today, let's both accept the fact that you know everything you need to know. All right? And if that's the case, which you and I are both agreeing today that that is the case, then where would that leave us? It would leave us with the acceptance that, what if business isn't so complicated? What if all the knowledge that you've gained up to this point today is more than enough for you to start succeeding? Where would that leave us? Quite frankly, the only place that I can see it leaving us is the fact that you now need to turn around and just execute. You now need to turn around and just start offering your product or service to people. It's that simple. The time is not right now for you to keep going and getting more information. Forget the fact that you're not the world's greatest copywriter. Forget the fact that you don't have incredible email automation set up. Forget the fact that you don't know how to do targeting and optimize your click-through rate and your conversion rate on your ad campaigns. Forget all of those things and be like John. John is a shining example, which is why I can't wait to have him here on the Entrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast, because he went through all of this stuff that you and I are talking about right now. He did all of these things and so much more until one day he woke up and realized, what if it wasn't so complicated? What if I just started talking to people who, in his case, want to plan a trip, and I sold to them and I offered my services to them? What if it wasn't so complicated? And John went out, and as a result of that acceptance, he got his first client. And then guess what he did? He got his second client, and now John's rocking and rolling. And it only comes through the realization, through the acceptance of, what if business isn't so complicated? Now, here's the thing. Am I telling you to stop listening to podcasts? Am I telling you to stop surrounding yourself and immersing yourself with different entrepreneurs and advice and strategies and tactics? No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying use those things to keep your head in the game. Because let's face it, your friends, your family, they don't understand your journey. So it is this incredible little community and tiny little world of us entrepreneurs where all we have is each other. And that's why 3 days a week, I bring you this content for free. I do not monetize this podcast. I give you this content for free to keep you on track, to keep you on the or in the game, so that when you are in those vulnerable moments and you're thinking, work's got me exhausted, I don't know if I'm ever going to make it as an entrepreneur, 3 days a week, you can always count on me to be in your ears, giving you words of advice, encouragement, some strategy, the things you need to keep going. But every once in a while, if you've been a long-time listener of this show, you know this. Every once in a while, I do feel like it's the right time to take a giant step back from that strategy, to take a giant step back from that advice, those tactics, this mindset stuff that we talk about. And I want to remind you, at a really core level, that there are no secrets in business. You could keep looking for the rest of your life, but ultimately, you need to have that day, just like John did, just like I had once upon a time, where you ask yourself, what if it's not so complicated? What if I already know everything that I need to know? What if it is just a matter now of me saying, it's time. I mean, I just got to offer this to people. My students hate it when I give them what I call the 100 conversations challenge. I get paid what I get paid because I do things like this with my students, because this brings real results. And I'm going to tell you right here, I'm not hiding anything. The 100 conversations challenge, it's not original to me. It's not the most brilliant thing in the world, but it's effective. And here's all it is. It is so simple. Go out and have 100 conversations with your ideal customers and clients. It doesn't count if you cold message them. It doesn't count all these other things. If you're DMing them on Instagram, what counts is real conversations, either in person or over the phone. And so if you do that, if you commit to that over working on your brand, over building your website, over engaging in Facebook groups, over every other thing that you could do for your business, you will get more results through that 100 conversation challenge than pretty much any other activity you can be spending your time on. Which goes to show, how simple is it? How simple is business? What if we didn't make it so complicated? Hopefully this hits home with you today. Hopefully this gets you fired up to say, Brian, this is it. The time is right. Finally, this is a kick up my butt. I do need to acknowledge that. Maybe I do know everything that I need to know. In that case, I'm going to hit you with some real direct and actionable content next week. I'm so excited to bring it to you. So make sure wherever it is that you tune into podcasts, whether it's the podcast app on your phone, on Spotify, I see our Spotify download numbers growing, pound that subscribe button, drop me an email, for real, don't be shy. Hello@imetbrian.com. Sorry, I was so excited. I had to take a second to breathe there. Hello@imetbrian.com. Pound that subscribe button. As always, I'll see you every Monday, Wednesday, Friday here on the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast with your host, Brian Lofermento. For show notes and to get a free copy of Brian's book, visit us online at thewantrepreneurshow.com.